The candidates differ on every high-profile issue in the campaign. Incumbent Anderson opposes handing out casino profit-sharing payments to tribe members. Benjamin would let them vote on it. Anderson defends the tribe's controversial corporate commission, which invests tribal money in business ventures. Benjamin says the commission needs an audit. And while Anderson portrays herself as an innovator and champion of the poor, Benjamin says her opponent has become a complacent creature of public relations.
The ban has an excellent public relations firm, and the goal of that firm is to make sure that the image of Marge Anderson is this great individual. And Marge is a good person, but as a band member, we are not being included in a lot of the successes on the band. And as band members, we're not involved in the decision-making responsibilities of the band.
Benjamin, a former tribal administrator under Anderson, says life at Mille Lacs is far from the idealized success stories circulated by the band. For example, she says the administration won't face the bad news that unemployment, which all but disappeared after the tribe opened two casinos, has climbed back to troublesome levels. Though the band employs 3,500 people, only 450 of them are Mille Lacs Ojibwe.
Right now, band members that are not able to secure jobs and see these high-paying jobs go to non-band members, it irks them at a point. And many of these individuals are making six figures plus bonuses. And as a band member, you're not able to even get a $9 an hour job. It causes some, hard feelings.
Anderson acknowledges unemployment has risen, but accuses Benjamin of overplaying those hard feelings. Anderson has consistently rejected the idea of profit sharing from the band's lucrative gaming operations. She points to the tribe's new schools, services, and infrastructure as a better use of casino revenues. She says Benjamin's willingness to put per capita payments to a vote amounts to a tacit promise of free money.
It'll be easy way to buy a vote, but when I say something, I mean it from my heart, and I want to do the best job that I can and not make any false promises.
Another point of conflict is the tribe's strict drug and alcohol policy, which can cost an employee his job after three infractions. Benjamin says the policy is too harsh, that it seems aimed at the most vulnerable, and is largely responsible for the tribe's unemployment problem. Anderson says it's another issue, like profit sharing, where a tough stand is probably going to cost her some votes.
We took the drug and alcohol policy around to the districts in meetings and listening circles and public hearings, and everybody supported it, but now it affected a few people, and now it's no good. My question to them is, do you want a bus driver driving your kids to school under the influence of drugs or alcohol? Do you want somebody working here under the influence working for tribal government? Is that what you want?
Anderson has been reluctant to give interviews during the campaign, admittedly distrustful of the press. She even stopped NPR from recording a public candidate forum in the days before the primary election. That action helped fuel the already widespread notion that her government is anything but open. At a recent rally against what protesters called abuses of sovereignty, band member Vince Hill said he's supporting Melanie Benjamin because Anderson's administration banned his political party from meeting on the reservation.
We were banned from meeting, we were banned from doing anything here for 2 years. We have no civil rights on Indian reservations today.
But even Hill says Mille Lacs, with its business and traffic, is a different place from a decade ago. And Anderson supporters like John Donahue say it makes no sense to complain. Mention the unemployment issue to Donahue, and he says he knows too many band members who could get work today if they really wanted to.
People got to get out and just get jobs. It's all out there. Just got to get out and get it. If you're going to sit around and wait for per capita payments, well, then I guess that's what you do, but it's all over there for you.
Mille Lacs band member John Donahue. Election day is Tuesday on Minnesota's Ojibwe reservations. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.